Every child that is conceived and born into this world is a priceless, precious gift from God. Each new life is unique and worth more than all the wealth of the world. Today we celebrate the birth of the most precious child of all, Jesus Christ. We shall look at five of many, many reasons he is such a special gift from God.
First of all, we hold him precious because he is eternal. Long before he came into this world, Christ was the eternal Son of God, and hundreds of years before his birth, the Old Testament prophets foretold his coming.
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers.
He will crush your head, and you will strike
the sea. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah,
the days are coming when I will raise up to David a righteous branch.
A king will reign in my city, and who will justify the land.
Precious is the child. He is our eternal gift. We sing hymn 350. The letter S is the middle letter in the name Jesus. S stands for saving. Repeat after me. Jesus is our saving gift. Jesus is our saving gift.
Many people think of Jesus simply as a loving example for us to follow. Certainly, Jesus is an example we want to follow, but he came into this world for much more than that. He came to destroy death and bring life and immortality.
In a word, he came to bring salvation from sin and eternal death. He is our saving gift. The name Jesus means Savior.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in the way when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph began a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolving to discover her quietly.
But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets.
Behold, the virgin shall convince a bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Precious is a child, he is our saving gift. The children now rise and sing Jesus' name above all names. The letter U in the name Jesus stands for undeserved. Please repeat after me. Jesus is our undeserved gift. Jesus is our undeserved gift.
When we exchange gifts at Christmas, we are reminded of the greatest gift of all, the gift God sent to us. Because we all sin, we have deserved God's wrath and punishment.
But Jesus came to sacrifice his sinless life on the cross and suffer in our place. As Jesus himself says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We call this the gospel, that is, the good news of God's undeserved love.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the world should be registered. This was the first registration while Cornelius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, which to his own town.
In
Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Precious is the child. He is our undeserved gift. We sing him 361. The first letter in Jesus' name is J. Repeat after me. Jesus is our gift of joy. Jesus is our gift of joy.
We live in a world filled with heartaches, tears, tragedies, sickness, and death. Yet we can be happy and joyful because we know about God's love in Jesus Christ. The Lord promises that He will use everything, even life's hardships, for our good.
The psalmist described the joy that awaits us in heaven. You, O Lord, will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Luke's account of the Christmas story goes on to tell the joy of that first Christmas.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Precious is the child. He is our gift of joy. The older children, please rise. We sing 368, stanza 1. Congregation sings 2 and 3. The final letter in Jesus' name is the letter S. Repeat after me. Jesus is our gift to share. Jesus is our gift to share.
Sometimes both children and adults tend to be selfish with gifts. We don't want to share our toys or possessions with others. Yet some gifts meant to be shared, especially the gift of God's Son.
Jesus didn't come just for our town or church, but for everyone. When we tell other people about the Savior, we don't lose him ourselves. Rather, we are enriched even more. Our Christmas gospel closes with the shepherd spreading the good news of Jesus' birth.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they have heard and seen, and it had been told to them.
The shepherds told the story. They spread the word around. To those who first received it, it brought amazing sound. Today we, like the shepherds, proclaim the Savior's birth, our mission to go and tell the news in all the earth.
Precious is the child. He is our gift to share. Let's rise and confess our faith in our God who sent his beloved Son. The Apostles' Creed printed on the back, inside back of your hymnal. Let us confess with boldness our faith in this God of great love, of salvation. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for our offering.